All right, the International Block Party, a brew local, drink global event, is going to be where, Mike? And tell us about it. Mike Goss is our guest. He's on the line with us.
Yep, it's actually happening right now. We're going to be here at City Plaza in Raleigh, right near the Marriott Hotel downtown, until 8 o'clock tonight. It's going to be a sneak peek at the International Festival as far as entertainment and food. And one of the things we have at the International Festival is a beer garden. And we have a sneak peek at that as well. 8 different local brewers here, all serving up some form of internationally styled beer, whether it's how they brewed it or the flavors they mixed to it.
Yeah, I've talked to a couple of my friends in the brewery and that are there, and they're saying they're having a great crowd already, and they've got some special beers for everybody to try.
Yeah, we're doing punch card tickets that are either 8 samples or 2 full pints, only $10 per punch card. So very affordable, and with doing the little 3-ounce samples, you can actually taste your way around and then decide what you want a full glass of.
Now, this is all part to kind of getting ready for the Raleigh International Festival coming up later this fall, right, Mike?
That's correct. The International Festival will be October 14th through the 16th at the Raleigh Convention Center. 3 days of jam-packed fun. And this is kind of a sampling and a sneak peek, because a lot of times with the convention center, you can't see what's going on down there, so you aren't quite sure. So we thought, let's bring it to the street and let people have a free day of fun.
And that's going on now, City Plaza, International Block Party, Brew Local, Drink Global event going on. There's food there too, right, Mike?
Yep, sure is. We have 6 different food vendors here representing Iran, Lebanon, Thailand, Laos, India, and Persia.
So is it free to get in?
It is free to get in. All the entertainment's free, so just bring a little bit of cash to drink some beer and maybe grab a sandwich or some shawarma or a kebab.
Now, let's talk about Mike Goss a little bit. What is your involvement, and what is your job, and how are you involved in all this?
Sure. I'm actually a member of the board for an organization called International Focus. They're the ones who put on the International Festival every fall. But in addition, throughout the year, our organization works with the U.S. State Department and hosts delegations from other countries to the Triangle so they can learn about how we do business, they can learn from our education system, and learn from our local businesses. So it's a great organization to be part of.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. I've been in, you know, broadcasting radio my adult life, and many times I have hosted and they followed me. I've had radio people from Sweden. I had the Russians for like for a week too. Those guys could drink. So do the Swedes. These people drink like fishes. I mean, I'm telling you. I mean, what do you want to do now? Drink? All right, great. I mean, you know, but and they were very interesting. The Swedes gave me some liquor that you heat up. You know, and when it's cold, it was really interesting. I still have that bottle. And the Russians gave me real Russian vodka. You know what I mean, Mike?
Oh, yeah.
The Russians.
It's smooth.
It is smooth.
So, I mean, it's great. So, you mean, you have pretty much every country involved in the International Festival, right?
We do. We'll generally have somewhere around 63 to 68 different cultures from around the world represented there.
Yeah, I haven't been there in a while. I'm going to check it out. Yeah, Mike.
Do you have anything from the Russian culture there today?
Well, nothing specific. I know in one of the bazaar type booths that we have, they may have some Russian nesting dolls or so on. But I tell you, one of my assistants, Larissa, who's working selling the beer tickets, is native Russian.
Oh, yeah, wait a minute. Mike Cook's wife will be there any minute. She's from the Ukraine. Right?
She's from Russia, but they lived in Ukraine for most of her life.
She'll be there to straighten everybody up. Okay?
I mean,
so I'll stop by and see her. We'll be there shortly.
There you have it.
Okay.
Mike Goss, it's going on. How long is it going on? City Plaza going on right now, the International Block Party Brew Local Drink Global event. How long is it going on by City Plaza?
We're here until 8 o'clock tonight.
There you have Mike. Be careful, and thanks for being on with us and telling us what's going on. We appreciate it.
Thank you, and you guys have a good afternoon.
All right, Mike Goss, getting ready for the Raleigh International Festival, the International Block Party Brew Local Drink Global event going on. Are you going down there, Mike?
I am.
Okay.
Can you say one more time about the International Festival coming up?
It's in October. I wrote it down, October 14th through the 16th.
And what are we going to expect for then?
Well, he's on. He's gone.
Oh, he's gone. Okay.
But are you still there, Mike?
I'm actually still here.
All okay. Right. See, you didn't hang up when I told you, Mike. All right, that's it. Mark the tape. All right, go ahead. What was your question? Go ahead and ask Mike.
So what you said there was going to be 3 days. What else can we expect to see during the event?
It just bigger and better everything. We will have 28 different food vendors. We will have 5 to 10 different sidewalk cafes, 3 stages of entertainment with continuous entertainment going on, everything from dancing to music to even dance lessons for folks. Cultural booths, and we're focusing on games because it's an Olympic year, so you can come out and learn games that are played all around the world, get your kids educated. And one of the neatest things is we always open the festival every year on Friday with a naturalization ceremony where we swear in up to 200 people to become American citizens.
And that's a good thing, okay? Now, my family, we're from Italy. Are you going to play bocce ball?
I suspect our Italian group will have some bocce ball out there for sure.
Of course we're going to have it, John. You're spending time with your family. Yes, I am, Godfather. Thanks for asking. That's going to be great. Of course, the food. I mean, big part. I think what's different in the world, I mean, it's almost now to a point that everybody's got a Target and a Walmart and all this. But what separates different parts of our country and the world is the food. The food, is a different mm-hmm. thing for everywhere you go.
And entertainment, the cultural entertainment is pretty amazing. And I'm not really into the dance scene, but some of the dances, that some of these cultural dances that are put on are pretty amazing to watch.
Well, you know, in Hawaii, the hands tell a story. I don't know what the story is, but
not
who's watching the hands anyway? You know, I mean, what do these people in Hawaii think we are? Stupid? All right, Mike Goss, appreciate it, man. Once again, International Block Party, Brew Local, Drink Global event going on, City Plaza, to get ready for the Raleigh International Festival, October 14th, starting. Thanks a lot, Mike. We appreciate it.